This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. And Rick, during the previous hour, we talked with truck driver Jay. And he's an over-the-road trucker. And I called him. He left his number with Kyle, our engineer, and I called him during the break. We had a really nice chat, and I invited him to join the faculty as someone who has been, you know, here and there, traveled north and south, east and west, and he's going to share his observations with us in the next couple of weeks. And I asked him how many miles he drives a year. 3,000 to 4,000 miles a week, 200,000 miles a year. So he's seen a lot, and we're going to be talking about all of the blight. We're going to be talking about what's happening across American cities, firsthand observations, not the news, firsthand observations from your newest instructor, truck driver Jay. So I just wanted to share that good news with our class. And one other thing, class, if you've got information that you think is important and you want to share it with your broadcast classroom, contact me. You can contact me, Vincent, at USA Prepares, or just call us on the air. And our toll-free number, 866-582-9933. And you, too, may join the faculty as a USA Prepares instructor. Don't expect to be paid. Nobody's paid, including me. We are all volunteers. All of us are volunteers. And what we do is we are passionate about the information that we want to share with you. We want to teach. Teaching is our passion. Something that we get a great deal of enjoyment out of, helping people and whom want to be helped. If you don't want to be helped, we can't be successful. So if you're interested in being helped, we'd love to have you as part of our broadcast classroom. If you want to share your information, and if it's accurate and bona fide and above board, and it's honest and you do it with integrity, we're all ears. So I just wanted to pass that along. Rick, I've noticed something that really bothers me. I guess a lot of things bother me. But here's something that I've talked to a number of our instructors about off the air. And that is that people are giving up. Here's what I'm talking about. I know people who have very serious diseases. And unfortunately, we don't always find out about them in the beginning. We may find out them, you know, toward the end of their lives. We find out about instructors who have family members, and they said, look, you know, there are alternatives. You can do, your doctor's given up. Your other doctor's given up. Your other doctor's given up. They say there's no hope. But there are alternatives. How about trying, you know, some of these alternatives for cancers? And we're hearing too often the same thing. I've made my peace, or my uncle's made his peace, or my grandfather's made his peace, or my father's made his peace. We hear those kind of statements, and they've just given up. I don't understand. I'm going to fight till my dying breath. I'm not going to give up. At least that's what I think. Rick, what do you think is the reason? Or do you think that I've lost my mind and it's not true? People are fighting more than ever.
It's a measure of the climate of things that are going on in the news. And I just posted just a minute ago how the people that make headline news change wording to create sales and or spin. Spin is lying by a omission, misdirection. And we're all guilty of it. I try to always correct myself when I'm found to be something wrong. I'll post something, someone says, that was posted 2 years ago, and I'll notice that I made a mistake. It isn't new. It's old, you know, that kind of thing. I make mistakes. We all do. We try to have the intent toward, you know, correcting things so that we're more accurate. I've noticed that that trend is lost in a lot of people now. That's the idea of the distinction between ethics and morals. And each of us have our path that we follow in terms of trying to be true to ourselves. What's important to me? Is it, you know, making money, or is it at the end of the day being able to look at myself in a mirror? And we all have these choices, and we're all different in the way we choose. That's what made man God's favored. We have the choice. And that part is interesting, trying to discover what it is for yourself, what's important for you, and then aspiring toward something more.
Yeah, you're talking about spin, Rick. You're talking about spin. And there's a broadcast that... actually, it's a TV series that Tom Selleck is the main character, and it's called Blue Bloods. It's on Netflix. And one of the other main support characters is a guy who's the public information officer. And they're always talking about, you know, how they're going to write this up, how they're going to present it to the public. And what it really means is, how are we going to get away with this? How are we going to lie about it? How are we going to spin it? How are we going to make it palatable?
But
how are we going to not tell
or whatever? Yes, yeah.
And how are we going to not tell the truth? And it's an outrage. It's an outrage that governments do this. And we're talking about this television story about, you know, the New York City Police Department. We're talking about how their public information officer is going to spin. And if you know. When we look at the White House during the Obama regime, you know, we used to look at the press secretary, and he's, I mean,
The Blue Bloods reference that you made shows that demonstrates in that series that individual police officers that are outstanding in their work will break the law to correct the law, and it's not. Who makes those decisions to diverge or to, you know, beat something out of somebody to get the truth to save a bunch of people, or it's against the law to do that and they have rights?
Yeah, and in that series, you'll see one of the main characters, Danny, and Danny's mission, it's like his sole mission, is to arrest people, and he's to extract a confession out of him, and then his sister, the assistant DA, her job is to put him in prison. So what we've got is a family business with the police commissioner, and we've got the assistant DA, and we've got Danny, who is a detective, and we've got Danny's brother Jimmy, who is a beat cop, and it seems like Jimmy, the young guy, is the one who really wants to help people avoid going to jail and being arrested if he can, but the overall mission of the senior members of this family is to arrest people and get convictions on their belt notches, you know, or add more conviction notches to their belt. That seems to be what this is about. And breaking the law, if they have to, well, it's okay with them to do that. To me, it's not okay to break the law.
Well, that's what we're seeing right now, even on local politics, where I live. You know, the county I live in is the poorest county in Oregon, and as such, has the highest crime rate, the lowest graduation level, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and the most corrupt police force in both the city, county, and state level. And you have to low profile because it's an educational thing. And that thing I posted about fundamentalism I've had almost 33,000 views on that. Why? Well,
let's talk about it. Talk about,
I'm not sure what I can say about that part. I don't know why so many people are so willing to turn their back on science, except guess what? This one other post I did on Monsanto, it absolutely busts Monsanto. I mean, they have broken the law repeatedly and done it with false news, misreporting of data, and then had government agencies be complicit because of bribery and whatever. And today, this is rampant across the board with all major corporations. Volkswagen came to mind, you know, the little bug, and their illegal cars that they ship to America and now sit in parking lots waiting to be sold but are not available to drive because they're you know, in violation of the law for emissions, that kind of thing. I don't understand what's going on. When that one shipping agency in high seas bankrupted last month, I thought we were going to see a major problem in delivery systems, and nothing happened. It made a big buzz in the news, and everybody promptly forgot about it, and yet business went on as usual, and the slack was picked up. It was a MarsTech or something like that. MarsTech or something. One of the Chinese firms bankrupted. And I don't understand what's going on, but I'm noticing that banks are beginning to fail. Mine locally will not allow you to take money out that you would normally be able to take out on a Monday through Friday. Saturday, they used to have, the bank was open for 4 hours, now it's just a drive-up window. Used to be you could take out so many thousands of dollars in cash, you can't anymore. And that's a new rule that's just less than 3 months. Just happened. The banks are starting to tighten down in terms of giving you what is actually your right. And services are being cut back, and expenses are going up. In other words, you're paying more to get less. And then there are misleading things about, well, unemployment is down. That's because they're measuring it against people trying to collect unemployment, not how many people are not working. They can take the spin and change things.
I live in this little town I live outside the town, but inside the town there are about 100 people who live here. And there was a meeting at the U.S. Postal Service building in town where there's one parking space, and they were going to close our post office. And I decided I would go to this meeting, and there were only a few people there. I'll tell you what happened when we come back. And it talks about the decline of the United States of America. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. building. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue Bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump Bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Doc Rams with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. If you want to go to the website, Doc, or the Facebook page, DocRam.com. Rick, several years ago, they decided, the United States Postal Service Corporation decided they were going to close some of their retail outlets. And when, you know, when you think of the post office, you don't think of retail, but that's what they call themselves. And they were going to reduce their hours. Now, it used to be Monday through Friday and Saturday, half a day Saturday, the post office was open in our little hamlet here in Missouri. Well, they decided that they were going to save some money and close a bunch of post offices. And how many? Well, there's a an article, NPR.org, in 2011, and it says, is your post office closing? USPS is studying shuttering 3,700 locations. So they were going to reduce the hours. Actually, they were thinking about closing our post office down. And I went to this meeting. There were about, just a handful of us there. And I said to this guy who was, you know, I know the postmaster, the former postmaster. And I know many of the employees. They're rural carriers. I know these guys. And they know me. And I noticed that this presentation in the lobby, which is maybe 8 feet by 8 feet, it's a little tiny place, it was packed, and the representatives from the Postal Service were people I've never seen before. And they had their ID tags on around these ID straps around their neck, and they were turned backwards. So it said, you know, it looked like the back of an ID, but you didn't see any picture, and you couldn't see any name. And so in my best Columbo, I spoke up, and I said, I'm sorry. I don't know who you are. You have your name tag, your ID on backwards. Who are you? And then he finally turned it around, and I said, ma'am, I'd like to see yours too. And I started writing them down. And I said, here's what I hear you guys saying you're going to do. You want to close this post office. This is the centerpiece, the focal point of our little village. Without our post office, this village is going to close. It's going to go away. It's going to die. And we're not going to let that happen. And we know who you are. We've got your names. And I said, at 3 o'clock today, I'm going to be on the air in Springfield, Missouri. And I'm going to talk about what you're doing here. And I'm going to name your names. Would you like to come on the air with me? And they declined. So here's what they do. These government minions are sent from someplace else where you don't recognize them, and they give you the bad news, and then they leave. So what has happened to our post office? It did not close. But the hours are now Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 11. Then they close. Then they're open from 11:30 to 3. On Saturday, they're open for an hour and a half. So they've reduced our hours, but we still have our post office. So we can say, yay, we won. Actually, we didn't win. And all across America.
I live in a bigger city than you, way bigger, and my postal hours are much less than yours.
Well, did you go to the meeting? Did you threaten them? Because we did. We threatened them. We told them we're going to make these thugs famous. And I guess they figured that the fallout was going to be pretty significant because they figured that I was not going to back down. Maybe that's what happened. I don't know, Rick. I really don't. But we're not taking it anymore. We're not. Now, I mentioned that some people are giving up, and I don't like it. But others of us are not giving up. As a matter of fact, I've got in my hands here, and I'll do what Rush Limbaugh does. I'll shake the piece of paper. This is my notice. This is my notice, 2017, change in the valuation of my real property. So the valuation of our farm has increased $480. So I set up an appointment to meet with the assessor. I'm going to meet with the assessor within the next couple of days. And Mrs. Finelli was on the phone confirming the exact time of the appointment. And the assessor said, look, it's only $480 increase in assessment, but your tax bill's only going up $20. So, like, what's the big deal? And so my response is, I'm not interested in the $20. I'm interested in the thousands of dollars that I'm going to get our assessment reduced by because I'm going to challenge them on everything. I'm going to make them prove to me where this total assessment came from, line by line by line. And I've allocated the better part of a day to doing this with them, side by side. So they're going to have a lot of explaining to do, and I'm not leaving until our tax bill's lower. I'm not interested in paying them $20 more. I want it lower. I want to know how these thugs have determined how much they're going to extort from us.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance with one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Pests, wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Rick, if we want to buy some of your books, where do you suggest we go?
I'd like you to feel free to go to my primary website, which is richardallenmiller.com, A-L-A-N. And then there's a bookstore, and each week I am trying to put on specials. And while I have not yet figured out how to do European sales because of freight costs, I am offering ebook options as well on almost everything a month.
Okay, that's Richard Allen Miller.
A bunch of audiobooks, and I am finishing up the Non-Local Mind manuscript because my mentor, Dr. Stanley Krippner is coming up on the 27th to visit with me. It's been 47, almost 48 years now he's been my friend, and I'm dedicating this book to his support of my work all these years. And he deserves it. I'm going to try to do it in his living memory. He's been my friend, and I care a great deal for this man and what he's done for my advancements and knowledge base.
Okay.
I'm lucky. I'm very blessed. Even fortunate. With all the creep around me, I'm very blessed and very lucky to have these kinds of friends for this many years and the continuity of the memory of it. When I start to pull open a file cabinet I haven't seen in 20 years, I keep finding unbelievable treasures. I have a file with personal correspondence with Timothy Leary that's more than 6 inches thick. Imagine what some of those letters might read in terms of him talking to me. It was just, you know, I'm really blessed.
Mm-hmm.
And when people suggest I'm not what I seem, good luck with that, because I'm about as transparent as it gets, and now you have to wonder why they're doing what they're doing. And most of them are being paid. I'm now realizing that I'm an asset to a number of different governments, if you will. And I've been very blessed in that regard, where I'm not a spook. I'm basically a nerd. And I'm going to try to do the best I can, and I'm making mistakes, but I've had enough of what I see is going on out there, and I would be remiss if I were to say something different. They should have put me on payroll a long time ago. It would have been a lot cheaper and a lot easier than what I'm about to do. I'm pretty upset that they would do something like that to someone like me, because I'm a simple man. I've lived very simply. Today, they're messing with my bank account. How can they do that? Well, they just did. Means I'm going to have to go hassle Medicare. Medicare now owes me a bunch of money. We'll see if I get it.
Yeah, we've got a special broadcast tomorrow. We're going to talk about Medicare, how it all works.
I have Medicare over the VA.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, if the fact that I was Navy Intel as opposed to Navy gives me, you know, I was a government official, i.e. I was a paid gun because they didn't have anyone like me in the military, and as such, I don't get the VA or the domiciliary, I get Medicare. And thank God I have found a true friend with HealthNet. HealthNet is a true, or at least the people I'm dealing with, are true advocates for me and are trying to, you know, help me help myself. They were going to send me, Medicare was going to have me have to go to Portland and do crazy drugs like ketamine. And I chose an alternative. It worked. Thank you, Lord. I mean, I have no longer a problem with my trigeminal nerve, and I can only imagine what would have happened if I had gone to the Reinhardt Institute and went under neurological studies. Oh, man. The medicine today is as full of errors as anything you could possibly imagine, and now there is no credibility with scientists, because scientists, peer review, will lie for money, grants, mm-hmm. access to funding. And I have chosen not to play in that arena. And as such, I am a simple, a penniless old man that is now being messed with my bank because I won't play. And I watch the harassment that I get, very limited, on Facebook. Somebody threatened my life on Facebook. My daughter called, absolutely concerned. My girlfriend, it almost. And this guy, I tried everything I could on Facebook to remove his post, which was offensive. He had a picture of my x-ray of my broken neck and talking about slitting it. Now, how he got my x-rays, I have no idea. I had x-rays taken. that showed that my neck was broken when I was 5 years old. Even the military never caught that one. But there it is. And this guy's got a copy of it, and he's posting it on Facebook, talking about slitting my throat. And I tried to contact Facebook. Do you think there was a single person that came to my assistance? Why is that? And I'm not kidding. Helen, who is my social media in Brisbane, has no problem getting around on the different things until she tries to go to my particular Facebook account to manage it. And then we get all these pop-ups and discontinuous informations, like you click on something and it won't load. You click on it again, it'll take you to the wrong place. And I would say that Facebook is being done with intent, and now I know for a fact about Google. Because I've actually encountered Google's new AI. And, it's real bad. It is. If I had known it was going to be like this, I wouldn't have done this. I would have not written. It turns out writing is my joy. That is the only thing I really enjoy doing is writing. I don't care about the media. The only reason I do media is to try to support my writing. And instead of going and playing or sleeping with the enemy, working with Amazon Prime, someone like that, I chose to be a smaller, everything comes out of my home and I autograph everything, and yet my books are being sold everywhere by other people. Where did they get them? And where is my royalty? And why is Amazon not notifying me and talking to me about this? I only have an email. I'm not allowed to talk to a human being with Amazon. At least PayPal will have an expert call me, and they usually can speak pretty good English. I have had enough of dealing with people that are, Dr. Richard, thank you. I've had enough of this.
Are you saying that they're only authorized to say, I'm sorry for that? I'm sorry
yeah,
for that.
They don't
I'm sorry for that.
Actually but, fix the problem. They don't even really care about the problem. They're just saying certain words because it's recorded.
They're authorized to be polite, and they're authorized to apologize, but they're not authorized to fix.
That's the other part of it. I have yet to find someone that I can talk to intelligently with Amazon or Ingram. And Lightning Source, when I started asking questions about, well, are you publishing any of my other titles? And they, instead of giving me the answer, they said, we no longer appreciate your services. And I was doing a lot of business with them. It's not about money. There's something else going on here. I'm easily taken out. I'm gone. They've pretty much run a big thread over me to the point where I'm no longer able to write. I'm going to try to get my manuscript finished for my mentor because this may be the last time I see him. He's old, and I just would like to be able to finish some of the stuff. I have had roadblocks thrown in front of me that literally have stopped me from writing. The only thing that I'm living for right now is to write, and I'm not allowed to do that. There's just many other distractions going on right now. As soon as I get off the air with you, I got to figure out why the bank took a bunch of money out of my account. How could they do that?
Yeah, when you say out of your
a week, there it is, and now they just summarily took it out.
When you say out of your account, you're talking about out of the account that you are operating. Someone has a business and they've entrusted you with their funds, right? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, it's all my money, and the bank has taken it anyway and with no explanation and doubles it. It's wrong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And obviously it's a mistake, no problem, but it's just called a distraction, actually, like blocked phone calls and other kinds of things that will beep during critical moments when I'm doing what I do. And I know they're not real because I know, like, for example, that guy a year before was posting on websites, I have it, that he really appreciated my work. And there was like a 180-degree turn. And while I know he's on meds and all of that, I don't believe it. He's on payroll. His Rick, brother was going to take care of him, and then his brother stepped back and said, I can no longer handle my brother. Oh, yeah, right. I think it is. I'm looking at shadows, and I don't want to be like that. And yet, how is it that once I've moved my business to a secure server, I have not received a single order, and the attacks on admin have increased to the point where I'm getting one almost every minute from midnight to midnight? How many is that? 700 a day trying to attack my site?
Rick, let me share this with you.
What do you think that says to someone like me that would rather be a Quaker living a simple, quiet life up on top of a mountain somewhere as a recluse, which, by the way, I've done for almost 30 years? The only reason I'm writing right now, just FYI to everybody, was because of my little girl dying of leukemia. And so when I see these individuals attacking me and threatening me with my life, where they're scaring my children, and then when I fill out a police report, the local police will say, we don't have the money to make a call to Canada to notify that individual. Now, I have friends in the police department that did that for me, but not from local.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements, including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it.
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Richard Allen Miller's with us. RichardAllenMiller.com. RichardAllenMiller.com. Rick, I decided to teach a class, done 5 hours of broadcasting about extreme tax deductions. These are secrets I've learned over a couple decades. How to handle an audit, how to prepare for an audit, how to read the IRS rules so that you can win at the tax game. How to pay less in taxes. All bona fide. All real. All above board. No cheating. No conniving. With no worries. I mean, if you follow what I talk about in these five 1 hour broadcasts, it's real. It's absolutely real. And so, I just did a search on YouTube. Actually, I did a search on Google, and I typed in YouTube, comma, USA Prepares, comma, extreme space tax space deductions. And the first four results come up, and it's a copy of Ron Gibson's YouTube channel. So someone has posted these YouTube's audios of ours, of this broadcast. Part number one, hour number one, 10 views. Part number two, 2 views. Part number three, 4 views. Part number four, 0 views. I'm talking 4 hours of broadcasting about extreme tax deductions that hardly anybody discusses. I don't think anybody really does. I think it's just us. 16 views. 16 views. How is that possible? It's not possible. But the first search results that you get are from these very reduced view YouTube posts. Now, if you go to Ron Gibson's channel, you'll see a greater number of views, but still nowhere near what I think they really are. For example, part number one of extreme tax deductions, 285. Part two, 223. Part three, 285. And part four, 406 views. So, you know, a little over 1,000 views for 4 hours of extreme tax deductions that you don't get anyplace else. How is that possible that there's so few? I think something is going on. Why would the posts of the same audio on YouTube of this broadcast, Extreme Tax Deductions, have 10 views, 2 views, and 4 views? How is that possible? And why is that above Ron Gibson's channel? And why is Ron Gibson's channel not in the thousands of views of this particular broadcast? Maybe I'm confused. Maybe people don't care how much they pay in taxes. Maybe people just say, I give up. I don't get it. I really don't get it. It's frustrating.
So it's an AI thing, an artificial intelligent thing that's going on here. And what they call, there's a code that allows what gets placed as number one, number two, number three on the listing of close response to the trying to answer your question. And some of that is your website, and some of it is something else going on. And it's the something else going on that I find really interesting, because I don't have access to those tools. I can't afford, did you know that you can buy a third generation D-Wave technology, used computer now, for $700?
Yeah, you mentioned that.
Excuse me, $7,000, $7,000. It's mostly a refrigeration system is what makes it work. I'm going to say at some point there's going to be paybacks, and Google and Amazon are going to get hacked. I watched a really interesting Netflix the other day about Anonymous going after the Church of Scientology. It was an interesting event that happened. It was a documentary on what happened, where they interviewed various Anonymous and what happened and what happened next. It's, I don't have answers.
Rick, can you tell us real quickly about Robert Redford discovery and what that was about?
Yes, we can do that.
We got 30 seconds.
Oh, right now. Yeah, well, the new movie, The Discovery, is starring Robert Redford, is about something that I wrote about what happens at the moment just after death. And it's called The Discovery in this movie, where it is discovered that, you know, consciousness in here isn't real, and why now everybody in the world is committing suicide, because who would want to be here when they can go home?
Rick, thanks so much. It's on Netflix, right?
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brendan Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.